This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we've all heard that what we eat affects our health, but a new Aussie-led study has revealed something surprising, and it's got the gut health world talking.
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Dr. Vincent Ho, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Warren.
Let's start with the headline here. We've got this WEHI study. What did they actually find out about the impact of just a few high-fat meals?
So this is a really interesting study because it was the first in the world to unravel the effects of a high-fat diet on our gut health. I've got to specify that this study was done on mice, not on humans, but it was really good because what this study found was that when mice were exposed to a high-fat, we'll talk about saturated fats, within 48 hours, you would see changes in the gut. And this was really interesting. So what would happen is that the gut microbes would change, but also the gut barrier itself. So there's an important barrier that the gut has, stops all these organisms from entering into the bloodstream. That barrier got weakened within 48 hours of eating food full of saturated fats.
That's really interesting. So because we often think, you know, if we eat saturated fat, it's bad for our heart, etc., but it takes time for the effects to occur. So what the study is saying effectively that within 48 hours, we could eat a high fat food in terms of saturated fat, and the damage could be happening within that 48 hours.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is based upon my studies, but we have no reason to expect that it wouldn't happen for humans as well. What they found was that the more saturated fats that the mice ate, the more inflammation that would happen in the gut. So, you know, more that inflammation, which is not good for the gut defenses, and it increases our general susceptibility to chronic inflammation. So if we extrapolate the work from mice to humans, then one would think that by consuming foods high in saturated fats, it's going to lead to gut inflammation and then changes in microbes, damage to the gut lining, more inflammation and more susceptibility to chronic diseases.
Dr. Vincent Ho, are there any symptoms that we would notice within this 48-hour period, or is it more that it just happens, you know, the lining's impacted, the inflammation happens, we may not necessarily notice that the damage is occurring?
Yeah, well, based upon this particular study, there's no apparent symptoms that the mice experienced within 48 hours. The study wasn't designed for that purpose, but it's not inconceivable that in humans there might be some change. Let's say they were eating a very healthy diet, Warren, for a long time, and all of a sudden you started changing to a diet full of saturated fats. It's quite possible that you might experience some symptoms, although they may be vague. But what is apparent, though, is that if you have chronic gut inflammation, then you're more at risk of developing some of the more nasty gut side effects. And we're talking about things like, for example, bloating and diarrhea, changes in bowel motions, maybe abdominal pain. So we can see how you might get gut symptoms as a result of chronic inflammation in the gut from these saturated fats.
We're chatting with Dr. Vincent Ho about a brand new Australian study showing in mice just how quickly high-fat foods can weaken your gut's defences, sometimes in just a couple of days. Dr. Vincent Ho, what kinds of foods are we talking about here when we say saturated fat? Is the main culprit things like high-fatty meat, for example, or does it also apply to things like dairy and cheese?
Look, you're quite right in that, you know, those meats, particularly fatty cuts of meats, you know, processed meats like sausages and bacon, butter, lard, cheese. We're talking about also those full fat dairy products that you mentioned before, cream and ice cream as well.
Ice cream.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of saturated fats in there. And so, but definitely the animal products. So if you think about it very simply, fatty cuts of meats, you know, the beak pork, pork and lamb that has a lot of saturated fats. We know the processed meats, so just think about sausages, bacon, salami, all of that, very high in saturated fat, often a lot of salt too. full-fat dairy. So unfortunately, ice cream is unfortunately rich in saturated fat. What else is there I can think of? Yeah, poultry skin. So, you know, chicken skin itself or turkey skin has got high levels of saturated fat. And then there are some oils too that have a lot of saturated fat. So coconut oil, palm oil, they're very high in saturated fats. And we also know that many baked and fried goods, you know, cakes and pastries and biscuits, some of these yummy foods, fried foods, lots of saturated fats. Unfortunately, there's a lot of saturated fats used in cooking. So many fried foods will have saturated fats.
It's always the good, yummy foods, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
On the flip side, did the study also look at unsaturated fats, like monounsaturated fats, for example, in nuts, avocados, and did that have any implication on gut health?
No, it didn't. But you raise a good point, because those fats are considered to be the healthy fats, like ones in avocado. And so I think there should be another study supplementing this one, looking at, you know, initially with mice, looking at the benefits of these unsaturated fats on the gut. And who knows? I mean, we may actually see healthy benefits. But I think that's a great study that you proposed there, Warren.
Now, in terms of once the damage is done by these saturated fats, Dr. Vincent Ho, is there any way of restoring the gut function after the damage is done, or is the damage done and that's it?
Well, look, we believe that that there can be changes. So all the evidence to date suggests that if you've got an imbalance in your microbes, and there have been lots of my studies looking at this, what we call a dysbiosis, that if you restore the microbiota, that is, you provide good microbes, whether that may be in the form of probiotics, which is given commercially, mm-hmm. or probiotics you can obtain through food. So you can get that from your, you know, from your yogurts, and you get it from your miso and kombucha and so on. If you get good, healthy microbes, there's every reason to expect that that could result in a rebalance of the gut. The research with this study from WEHI, which is obviously a local Melbourne research institution, was very interesting to show that there is damage from these bad fats. But I believe that restoration of the gut, good gut microbes, can make a big difference. And there is data to support that.
So out of this research, Dr. Vincent Ho, what is the key takeaway that we should all take in terms of maintaining optimal gut health?
Look, the key takeaway message is that certainly in mice, we know that this study has shown for the first time that within 48 hours of consuming saturated fats, this can lead to inflammation and damage to the gut. We would expect a very similar process for humans. So if you're somebody that has made an abrupt change to consume a lot of saturated fats in your diet, then, you know, there will be no surprises then that you could also have that inflammation and symptoms from that. In general, we should be aiming for a healthy, well-balanced diet, and we should minimize, wherever possible, our saturated fats. You may not be able to get rid of them completely, Warren. Every now and again, we need a treat, but, you know, at least keep things in moderation.
Dr. Vincent Ho, always good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
It's an absolute pleasure, Warren.
Thank you, Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer at Western Sydney University. You can also follow The Gut Doctor on his socials.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.